Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is James Gillen, your host, and we're broadcasting on Rumble and VMO and a whole bunch of stations. So if you go to the eCity official channel on Telegram, we put it all out. We put it on Facebook, all the different ways you can watch this show. So I know this show right now is God knows how many millions of people it's going out to, but well over 100 affiliates and countries. So it's really been taken off, and it's been doing great. Yet, as most of you figured out, I'm in Hawaii right now. We're building an eCity Hawaii. We're in the middle of that. We're not ready yet for guests. So I just want to make that clear. Everybody wants to come and join, and we've been working our butts off building rock walls and lava walls and gates and fences and painting and on and on and on, planting trees here. It's so important. You always want to make your place into a food bank if you can. And wherever you live, even the Bible says plant your trees. As soon as you get your property, plant your trees. And so we're planting all kinds of fruit trees, and we have tons of fruit growing here naturally. So it's great, like avocados, everything. But anyway, it's real important. So we've been working real hard on that, getting this place together. We don't know. We'll let you know. We'll put it up on eCity.org website when we're ready to do some workshops and things. We're working on that. But a lot going on out there. We've been having some major pig challenges. We had our own little luau recently due to a very aggressive pig that was creating problems. And now there's one more. But, you know, I try to get along with the animals, but every once in a while, you got to set some boundaries. And now we're having that. We have two pigs that are just, you know, I thought cougars were bad, and bobcats and mountain lions and things like that. But geez, these pigs can be worse. But you talk about gnarly and a presence, they can get pretty gnarly. But anyway, a lot going on. I wanted to cover a few things in the news and then go into the question, you know, the question and answer setup. But again, the Schumann resonance is off the scale. It just flattens me when it does that. You know, I'm out there working, and all of a sudden I just get really tired, and I get a little bit of a headache, and I go, God, what's a Schumann resonance doing? And sure enough, it's just blasting us again. And, you know, it's part of the questions I'll answer later, but we are moving through a highly energized place in space. Some people call it the photon belt. Everybody has a different name for it. We also are, our whole solar system is moving through it. It's affecting the sun. We're getting blasted by coronal mass ejections, solar flares. There's also incoming energy from other systems that are directed towards Earth. So there's a huge vibrational lifting and awakening healing process. And again, that's in the question. So we'll cover more of that. So anyway, if you feel like you're having heart problems and you're short of breath and headaches and just tired, lay down. Just go lay down and ride it out. Take your shoes off, walk on the ground, get, you know, do some yoga, Qigong, something, you know, get back in your body. But we have to adjust. The earth is ascending. She's going through a whole new phase, and we have to go with it. We have to match her frequencies. And it's a really good thing. It has to happen, because if it doesn't, these dark hearts are going to have their way, and we're going to go into total hell on earth. So anyway, speaking of that, you know, in the news, the queen died, and again, you know, but supposedly she died a couple of years ago. I was been on ice, but that's a conspiracy theory that is going to find out to be very accurate. But anyway, they put a wrinkled flag on her casket, just like George Sr. and Bush. And that's because they were a traitor to their people, and they were enslaving their people and not taking care of their people as they should have. And that's all coming out. And how wretched that whole, what was going on there and at the palace and everything, all that information is coming out. It's beyond ugly. And so we'll just let that come out. I'm not even going to cover that. But anyway, you know, she's now experiencing global warming and saying it's very hot where she ended up. So we'll just leave that. I know Governor Abbott and DeSantis have been busing and flying in immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. I thought that was hilarious. you know, sorry the people had to go through that, but it did prove a point, and it did show what hypocrites these people are, because as soon as they got there, we're talking, what, maybe 100 or 50? I'm not even sure how many the total was, but they came in, and all these people are calling 911, and they're saying, hey, there's a brown-skinned person here, and they don't have a leaf blower in their hand, you know. We need, they're calling 911 and just freaking out, you know, just with a few people. So it shows you, you know, that's a major, major ultra rich, mainly Democratic area. And, Obama's there, everybody else is there, and it shows you what hypocrites they are. So anyway, and Abbott did the same thing. He's shipping them to New York and other places. And now those governors that these are sanctuary cities are freaking out. They go, we don't have the infrastructure, you know. Well, you know, neither does Texas or these border towns. And they've got millions of people crossing the border. It's destroying their whole economy, everything, their whole infrastructure. And these other guys are saying, oh, we're so noble. We have room for everybody, you know, yada, yada, yada. But again, now they're crying and they're saying, hey, we need to arrest Abbott and DeSantis, you know, for trafficking, you know, human trafficking. Well, you might as well arrest the present administration, because they've been busing and flying people in the middle of the night all over the country and dropping them off. So anyway, you can't arrest them without arresting the president and his entire staff on that one. And especially Kamala had some dropped off at her place too, as well. So I think as far as it was an incredible political ploy, what they did, it really brought home the issues and the problems with this. And, but, you know, again, they're, you know, Democrats been using these people all along. You know, they just want the votes and the power, but now they're getting, you know, they're showing who they really are. So again, you know, it's sad that the people that they're busing had to deal with this stuff, but it did prove a point. They should all give them a bonus, you know, for that, you know, helping them out. You know, also too, they took a huge fundraiser because they said, we don't have the infrastructure here at Martha's Vineyard, you know, and they did a huge fundraiser. And do you think any of that money is going to go to these people and help these people out? No, they called the military in, and they're on a military base. They arrested them all and put them on a military base. Yeah, that's, how's that for humanitarianism? But it's crazy. It's beyond. If you haven't figured this out by now, you're totally critical thinking, research impaired, and you're brainwashed basically. If you can't see what's going on. Another one, John Stewart. You know, what does John Stewart and President Zelensky have in common in the Ukraine? You know, both are putting medals on Nazi war criminals. So these guys are putting medals on these guys, and they're going like this. And then you see their arm, and they've got the Nazi insignias, the bands, everything, tattoos on their arms and everything else. Figure it out, guys. You know, again, it's not what you think. And so it's very important that, you know, you look at what's going on. You know, these people should not, anybody that's putting a medal on these people is joining them and is aligned with what they're doing. So figure that one out. But we're actually funding the Azov Battalion, which is a full Nazi brigade, and they're in charge of things. So, and we'll figure that out sooner or later. It'll all come out. It's already coming out, but you'll see it, you know, in the mainstream news. I think even Fox News has covered some of that. But we're also moving according to, I check out Suspicious Observer's site. They're putting out some really good information about the wandering poles. So we are moving towards a magnetic pole shift, and it's going to be a lot of changes in the weather, a lot of changes in the jet streams and things like that. So be prepared for that. As far as a physical pole shift, I don't know if the earth is going to tilt. It depends. A lot of things depend on the intervention that we get and how much they're going to intervene. So I'll talk more about that. Twitter and Facebook got fully busted. They even admitted it, aligning with the Biden administration to censor you know, all the conservative sites, anybody questioning the election, anybody questioning the vaccines, all that stuff. So there's been a concerted effort, you know, to totally destroy your freedom of speech and to censor any of the conservatives. So that's coming out too. The last thing I wanted to cover, actually, there's one more thing. The Woman King, the new propaganda story. If you really do some research on that, there never was a woman king. The women they're talking about actually served the king. It was a group of women, and they were warriors, I guess. And they didn't do too well. I think it was 6 to 436 in that battle. They didn't do as good as everybody's trying to say they were. And, you know, it kind of makes it like the men couldn't fight or the women were much better warriors, or I don't know what they're trying to prove here, but it's not. And actually, that particular tribe was very involved in slavery, and they were selling slaves and high level slavery. And they even had an annual ritual where they would go and just kill a lot of the slaves that they had no use for anymore. They would just. So it's not that story has been bent and twisted, and it's a whole ploy to create division, make all the black race into victims again. And it's going on and on and on. So looks like we're clicking here. We're good. But you know, again, don't let this is all social engineering. You know, don't let it create all the, you know, there was no Wakanda or whatever these other places. These are movies, and they're not what they think. And I'm not trying. I mean, I love everybody. I look at character. I don't look at color. I don't look at culture. It's all what's in your heart and your character and how you participate with others. That's what I look at. So I'm not saying this as a racist, and they're all coming on TV and they're saying, if you don't watch this movie, you're a racist, you know? And so there's going to be a big wave of more of racist and other nonsense going on, which is nonsense, you know? So, but anyway, and the last thing I want to talk about, which gets you censored is, you know, I don't know if you've been watching, the sports, you know, the newscasters, the TV people, even the Queen's funeral, people are just dropping dead right on TV, one after another. And, you know, they can't hide this anymore. And the fatality rates from the, you know, the are just going through the roof, and they're doing all they can to hide this. And they knew this was going to happen. This is all proven. All the evidence is in. The trials are in. They know they've uncovered all the information. And they fully were aware this is going to happen. And it's a delayed effect, so they don't tie it into the original jab. Some people with the compromised immune system or they have life-threatening illnesses and things are getting hit right away. They're taken out immediately. Other people, it's going to last like 6 months, sometimes a year and a half, but it's not good. And there are protocols to get this crap out of your system, and you really need to go into that. The frontline doctors, all of these people have this information out there. Do your research and start cleaning out your blood and get that crap out of your blood as fast as you can, because, you know, there's an agenda behind all of that. And I know in the Italian parliament, they brought it out and they called out Gates and all these people on genocide and war crimes and everything else. So it's coming out in other countries, and parliaments are discussing it. It's not being suppressed. It won't be suppressed. And the big shift is on. So anyway, that's the news. I wish I had more good news for you, but these are those times. We are moving in through the big shift. And I tell people right now, we're going to go through some dark times, and it has to happen that way. And it's the old guard falling and collapsing in on itself. And the people aligned with the old guard are going to have some really tough times. And the people that are going for the ascension and healing and awakening, and they aren't going to get into blame and projection, are going to do great. And take care of yourself and your family. You know, store some food. It's not that hard. You know, a few cases of food, you know, some rice and beans, basics. It doesn't cost that much. But just put the basics aside and make sure you've got access to fresh water and power and whatever else you need to survive, because you know, I'm not trying to plant fear. It's just smart. You know, anything could happen. A solar flash could happen. The grid will go down. They could shut the grid down to prove their point, to use it as leverage. Everything from fake alien invasions. They've got all these things on the books. I don't think that's going to happen because everybody knows about it. And their dark fleet's been pretty much destroyed. So there's a lot going on and multidimensional. There's a multidimensional war going on. It's a time war. There's a lot happening right now. Most people don't even know about it. But we received some information earlier, and I'll cover that in the questions. But it's like the Earth is kind of sealed off right now. And it's not to keep the bad guys out. It's to keep the bad guys in to be dealt with. So we'll cover more of that later. But anyway, I want to get on to the question and answers. If you focus on love and joy and bliss and raise your frequencies and just prepare, if you have a physical body, take care of it. We have to take care of it. We can't ignore the physical and be in denial and take care of your families and your friends, you know, set a little aside for your friends. We can get through this stuff and we will be fine. But I know cities with supply lines and things like that are not going to be, you know, the place you want to be. So anyway, that said, let's get on to the question and answer. Kathy, my lovely assistant here. But I want to say one thing. We had an amazing time. We took a day off, well, half a day off. And I go, we got to go to the beach. We just got to get in the water and get this stuff off us, you know. So we went swimming. And we had the two different dolphins. We had the big bottlenose dolphins, and then the spinners came in. And you could just totally feel their energy. And they're doing sonar under the water and everything. It was great. And we know it's against the law to swim with the dolphins. And so we did tell the dolphins that they couldn't swim with us. It was against the law. And they didn't really understand us, you know. And we were trying to speak dolphin to them, say, we can't be here, or you can't be here. And they said, it's our ocean. And so it's unbelievable. You know, dolphins are going to go where they're going to go, period. They can be off in a second, and you know, there's nothing you can do about it. But we had a shark, Kathy, or had a shark swim under, and the other two girls that were out there, and found an octopus. I found a baby octopus out there. That was fun, just seeing the octopus, connecting with it. But I had a great time in the ocean. And, I think it's so important to get in water, take your shoes off. If you can, you know, get out in nature right now and realign with nature and the earth and get out of all this crazy social engineering and social consciousness stuff, because it's getting crazy out there. So that being said, I want to go ahead and the first question.
Why do you think so many so-called truthers are pushing the flat earth firmament narrative? And that, for instance, Mars is not real and the planets are not what we have been told.
You know, I've heard everything. Mars isn't real. The sun burned out a long time ago, and it's a big mirror. The Earth is flat. The moon is there's all kinds of stories about the moon, you know, and there are some things that are true and some things that are not on this reality, not, you know, but maybe in some two-dimensional world, it might be flat. I don't know. But in this third dimension, it's not. So when planets form, they're usually birthed from suns. And they're a hot, gaseous material. And they find a cradle orbit. And they start cooling. And they gather water and other stardust and other meteors and things from. And they start forming a crust as they cool. And you can see planets forming out there. And there's light shooting through the crust until it forms. And so planets are not what we think. They're actually eventually hollow. They usually have a central sun in them, and they're much different. You can see light shooting out of both poles, and so there's a lot to the aurora borealis, a lot more than we're told. But that being said, there's the inner earth. There are pockets, there's whole civilizations on the inner earth. The elven beings, the fairy kingdom, all that stuff still exists. A lot of animals we thought were gone still exist on the inner earth. And we've seen that. We've seen pterodactyls fly out of the door and flying around the ranch, and multiple people, even police, have seen these. So it's all going on. That's all going to be opened up to us in the future, but we have to get our act together. We have to rise in consciousness and be human worth hanging out with, you know. Otherwise, they they don't have time to deal with all of our nonsense. But anyway, you know, the earth is the same way. And basically, okay, there's one guy said a really good comment. He said, all you got to do is call up your friend on the other side of the earth and ask him if it's dark. You know, that's a good one. The moon. Why is an eclipse square? Why it should be square. If it was a flat earth, the eclipse would be square, not round. And so, I mean, I can come with a million stories about that. And you can see the curvature of the earth and things like that. So basically they took a raft and put lines on it. And it, as it went over the horizon, you could see the lines disappearing, which shows the earth is curved, you know? So anyway, there's a lot of experiments you can do and just base common sense, but a lot of this stuff is thrown in to create a lot of dissension and division in the UFO community and the spiritual community and the conspiracy community, and just make us all look like idiots, you know? So don't go in there, don't buy it. You hear all these, you know, stories, but you can't deny the eclipse is round. It'd be square, period, you know? And I know how Earth's, I mean, I'll tell you a story, talk about weird, you know? I have memories going back billions of years, like, and because I had all those activated and brought back. I remember flying by the Earth and looking at it and going, that's going to be a wonderful planet once it cools down and solidifies. So anyway, there are people out there that know the full history of Earth, and it's not at all what we've been told. And it goes back to several colonies and on and on and on, which we can get into. But let's go to the next one.
Have we been in a dome-like energy confinement on a planet much, much larger than we have been told? What are your thoughts?
You know, well, the globes are all off that we've seen. You know, it shows Africa is same size as the United States, and it's not even close. Africa's huge. Things like that. All that stuff has been, and I think they just did that so they could make the globe, you know, a certain size. But, I mean, it should be anatomically correct or whatever. But the as far as the dome, there is a dome around the Earth right now. And again, it is set up to not to keep the other entities out. They pretty much clean those guys out. The Gray Alliance, all that stuff, all the negatives. Those guys have been, reptilians have been cleaned out in the other area sectors, and Earth is the last holdout, and they've sealed the Earth. And so there is a protective thing around the Earth. And it's mainly because they want to finish this. And this is their last holdout. We're on the outermost corner of the Milky Way. We're out in the boondocks. And this is where all the regenerate ETs went. And all the legends about demons and dragons and reptilians and all this serpents and winged serpents and royal reptilians, all that stuff comes from that, you know. But, you know, I think dragons are a whole different category, though, because I think some dragons are benevolent and some are pretty nasty. It depends on who's raised them or controlling them, which they do exist. They are real.
Not sure if you connect with inner earth beings, but if you do, could you please check in with them? I heard that the large central crystal there will be emitting a violet light energy soon.
Yeah, I don't know about that particular crystal. I do know that there is an operation underway, and there's many, many places that have what I would call frequency generators. They're very, very advanced, and they're helping us with the shift and raising the frequencies, and especially areas that are really dense. They're helping us get through these changes, this shift we're going through. And the shift is massive. It can't be stopped. It's like the source itself. The whole solar system, the whole universe is going through this shift. So you can't stop it. And those that think they can are just creating karma. They're just ensuring their demise. And you know, all the pain and suffering they've inflicted on others in their light review, they're going to have to experience. So that's not going to be fun. I can imagine what the Queen's doing right now. So talk about hell, you know, but that's just the way it works. And so have fun with that.
I spoke to a Christian today. She said that aliens are fallen demons. How do we know this isn't the case?
Well, I mean, she's right, according to her understanding, you know, the universe is so much more vast than, see, they have a thing, they have a hamburger universe. Michal Lindvith talks about it, and they have God and they have the humans and then they have the devil, you know, or Satan or whatever. And, you know, and they have angels and demons or whatever. And I'm not saying that doesn't exist. I'm saying it's much more advanced than that. There's so much more going on. And when you see Archangel Michael slaying a reptilian, you know, and he's standing on it with a spear in it, you see Mary stepping on a serpent. You see all these old statues had meanings to them. And they're slaying these serpent beings, these reptilians. You know, a lot of the statues with that look like gargoyles, actually, they are real. And they exist in 4D, lore 4D. The winged reptilians, the royal reptilians that are, you know, some people call gargoyles, are very, very nasty. And they're being dealt with. There's serpent beings. There's all that stuff is going on. And it's much more complicated than just heaven and hell. It's a lot more complicated than that. And the only way to get through this is to develop your inner sensitivity and be able to sense the intention and the frequency of whatever you're dealing with and learn how to heal unseen negative influences. It's so important right now. We have the ability to channel the full power of Source, Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it. We can channel that down through our crown and through the heart and into every situation. And love is the ultimate power in the universe. And when we understand that, and we know that we're creating the same image and likeness of Creator, God, whatever you want to say it, that's our DNA is actually from the gods. It's from the ancient ones. And there's a lot more to that story as well, but we have the ability to channel that energy through us into every situation. And so we just have to stay out of fear and unworthiness and guilt. And we have to get rid of all the baser stuff that holds us down and block our channel. And so the more we do that, the more we can bring this energy through.
Why are so many truthers stuck on the political stuff? We are in a new timeline, no politics. How much are you pushers being paid?
As far as being paid, I just got the bill for this show, you know? And, you know, this show is a public acclamation program. You know, we're financed, all this stuff. I mean, the ranch, everything is financed out of the counseling work, the book sales, and any retreats and things we do there. We don't have any major credit card given to us or anything else. We recently had a couple of donors that helped us out expand a little bit, but, you know, I live very simply. I don't need hardly anything. I'm very, frugal kind of in my way. I'm Scotch-Irish. I'm Scottish. No, so we're Native American Scotch-Irish are kind of a mix, but, anyway, and, you know, this whole thing, I mean, the stuff that people come up with, like how much you're being paid, there's probably a lot of accuracy in that when you get into we were just tipping on the UFO community and they said, what's the percentage level of the people operating from impeccable integrity in the UFO community? It was like 10%. So, you know, we all got to raise the bar quite a bit. And realize that, you know, go back to the come from, you know, it's what are we doing this for? Are we doing it for the fame, the recognition, the money, you know, all this stuff? We really have to go back. And there are some beautiful people in the UFO community, but when it comes to the spiritually and technologically advanced beings, that is an area that is so censored. It's such a controlled narrative and they do not want that out. And I would say 90% of the UFO community is part of that, either willingly or in ignorance of blocking that information from coming in. And those are the guys with the real technology. You know, they have the tech, they have the med beds, they have the replicators, they have stuff beyond our wildest dreams. They can heal with just consciousness and energy. So that's where we need to go. And it's sad, but that's the way it is right now. But that's all going to implode. And so a little heads up, guys, if you want to continue with this nuts and bolts and that's the only thing and censor all the other stuff, it's not going to work out good for you, because you're not creating contact. You're actually doing the opposite. You're actually pushing the advanced beings away, because they won't have anything to do with you. I hate to tell you that, but they're not going to contact you unless you're, you know, have an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And if your frequencies aren't up, there's no purposeful good in contacting you. So it's not going to happen. So good luck with that. You know, you can say you're contacted, but you know, if your life's in a, you know, in the toilet, your life's a mess and you can't maintain a frequency of love or joy or bliss. And if you're out there trying to create rumors and gossip and censor and compete and all this other nonsense, good luck. You know, they're not going to have anything to do with that.
Do you recommend sun gazing and decalcifying the pineal gland in order to make contact with source? Is it essential? What is the best way to decalcify? What about apricot seeds?
Yeah, I do sun gazing. Basically, we've been doing sun gazing here. Beautiful sunsets. We've been posting a lot of things on Telegram, and most of our stuff is posted on Telegram. And because everything we do post gets censored, it seems off of the other. But anyway, yeah, sun gazing is good early in the morning and late in the evening. Don't look straight in the sun. Not a good idea. What else? It really does activate. When I do sun gazing, and then that night, my dreams are nuts. I mean, I have so many visions. I'm going backward and forward in time and crazy stuff, you know? Yeah, I definitely say it's a good, and you know, NASA has done all these experiments on sun gazing, and it alters your DNA. It does all these incredible beneficial things for the body. So definitely it's a good idea. I know apricot nectar does a lot for the pineal gland. There's other things I can't remember offhand. There's a lot of other herbs and things like that that'll help do it, and formulas. But I think if you just kind of Google it, or you could probably find out a lot of different formulas, you know, that'll help decalcify the pineal gland.
Why do we keep hearing about some major cataclysmic event happening on the 24th? Is it just a fear narrative going around?
Yeah, the 24th, you know, that date was actually given by the very people that are trying to create the chaos and the cataclysms and things like that. And they do have something up their sleeve. We don't know exactly. It could be anything from a blackout for the grid going down, massive food shortages. They've been really trying to do that. They have all these little games they're playing up their sleeve. So there might be a major banking crisis. There's so many things that they could pull events, and we don't know which ones they're going to pull. A lot of these things is they'll pull something and the White Hats will step in and counter it. And so there's events happening, and we have to see things as events. If this event happens, this event will happen. If this event happens, this event will happen. And look at not on time, because things are going slowed down and delayed, and some things are sped up. So we can't really go by a date and a time. You know, everybody wants, when will this happen? You know, but I know the dark hearts are not going to let go without a fight, and they're probably going to do whatever they can. And again, that's why I'm saying get prepared. You know, it's like, you know, go meditate, don't sit on your computer all day long or your phone, things like that. Get out in nature, start preparing, take that time and energy into just preparing, plant your gardens, your trees, whatever. And a little late for trees, but you can plant your gardens, you know, and things like that. So it is important, you know, build your greenhouses and you know, work together.
Do you have insight on the photon belt and what effects this will have for us, Earth, the galaxy?
Yeah, the photon belt has several different names, and we are moving through it right now. And that's what's creating a lot of the shifts in the Schumann resonance and the coronal mass ejections and flares and things like that. So it is having a major effect, and probably you can be doing a magnetic pole shift along with all that. And so, you know, it's going to get interesting. You know, so again, you know, get set up, you know, think anything can happen, you know, bad weather, a severe storm, you know, a meteor impact, a solar flare. There's so many things that could take down the grid, but the white hats have prepared for a lot of that stuff. And so they can bring things back up again, but it's going to take a while. And so that interim period, you really want to take care of yourself and your family.
What are bug out bags?
No. What's a bug out bag? I suggest a bug out bag. And, you know, it's good to have a bag, keep it in your trunk or keep it handy. And just with some extra clothes, some all-weather gear, maybe a sleeping bag in it, if you can, a light sleeping bag. But it's a bag that you can grab that has some food in it, enough to get you by for a while in case you have some kind of a event, you know, where you have to be totally self-sufficient. And, you know, good flashlight in there and you could have a good flashlight in there, some dried foods, you know, just basics, you know, that you need.
Are human clones, AI, being used on social media, personalities posing and or causing factions within groups, included but not limited to truthers?
Definitely. There is so much going on. You're going to see a total failure of a lot of these clones and a lot of these shapeshifters and things like that. And it's already happening. And I saw a video the other day where this guy's tongue just fell out of his mouth and started going all over the place and he couldn't control it. And I go, look at this. I go, this is insane. And you see people shape-shifting and their eyes changing. And not all that's bad. Some people are actually shape-shifting into a higher form, like a feline being. I've actually seen that. I've seen people, it's happened with me, into a higher form, but sometimes they're shape-shifting into a lower form and it'll be like a reptilian type energy, or you'll see there's certain people you'll see that are caught on and their hands will be turned into like claws and green, and their faces will start changing, and you know, they'll get this elongated jaw, and you're going to see a lot of that. It's happening quite a bit because the frequencies that are coming in and the distortions are making it harder and harder for them to hold their deceptive forms.
Wondering about Kundalini energy. Can someone else control the Kundalini energy on someone and pull it down to the lower chakras? And is it possible to take another one's Kundalini energy? And if so, do they break the universal law? And what can one do to get the Kundalini energy back where it's meant to be with one's higher self over soul's awakening?
Wow, that's a big one. A lot of the practices we do are like Yigong and things like that. We bring the energy from the top down, and then that activates the Kundalini, but your other chakras are cleared out, and so it can rise up, and you don't get energy sickness and a lot of the other problems that come with that. You know, and a lot of people just blast through, and then they have to come back together, you know, after that happens, and you can have some severe problems with that, but it's, you know, there are, Kundalini can be activated by light forces and dark forces. And there are vampires out there. There's people that just suck other people's energy and things. And they'll actually activate somebody's Kundalini just so they can feed off that energy. But you have to be careful about that. Again, develop your own inner sensitivity and listen, you know, to the words people say. If somebody's saying, I did this and I did that and I did that, and walk away, you know, because, you know, they're coming from ego and they're probably working with some other forces. And, you know, you can have cities and abilities that'll come to you, and they may be coming from a darker force and may come in from a light force. And it's how it's used and the agenda behind it that you always have to keep an eye on. But those energies, you can do the prayer we do for healing unseen negative influences, cut all cords, all agreements, contracts, bring your energy back, work with your own main teacher and guide, the creator within you. And you can rebuild those energies and pull them back up again. But, you know, the problem is that we're seekers and we're always looking outside of ourselves for somebody to awaken us and heal us and things like that. And that just invites these kind of things to come in. And so you have a lot of gurus that are not who you think they are, and a lot of teachers. And, you know, they own the first three chakras, which are sex, survival, and power. Or survival, it should be survival, sex, and power, the first three chakras. They own that. The media, that's all they focus on is survival, sex, and power. Look at what's going on. That's all to trap you in the first three chakras. And they're totally locked in. All the stars, all they care about is, you know, sex trafficking, all that stuff. And they don't care where they get it, survival, sex, and power. So we need to move beyond that and get into the heart and start working with the other. But we need to balance all the chakras out. So you can't shut down chakras and say, you know, I've known people that have said, well, I identify as a man or a woman, but they're in the wrong body. And so that creates an energy sickness. And I've had a lot of counseling where I've had women that say, I identify as a man. I said, well, you have woman organs that you're denying energy to. And so they're coming down with cancers and things like that. And as soon as they cleared the traumas that made them deny their femininity or their masculinity, when they cleared the traumas, they found balance again. And then those diseases went away, because disease is dis-ease. It's an imbalance. You're not at ease. And so that's basically what it's about. So you clear that. And we have trauma. We've been traumatized as kids by these dark forces. A lot of times age two or three, we've been hit. It goes all the way through our lives. We have wounds and traumas, you know, from childhood to past lives and unseen influences messing with us. So, you know, we just need to clear all that out. And it's not that hard to do when you know who you are and what you're connected to.
Are the real parasites in the eye a real thing? Is that how celebs get taken over and the royals like that?
You know, I've heard about the real parasites. I've heard stories about them. I know it's a possibility. I haven't really researched that, but I do know that the a lot of chips are in the both anus and behind the eye. They do a lot of chips like that. The grays do that, and the reptilians. And they do a lot of chip work like that, where they can monitor everything you think and see and change your moods and stuff like that. So there's a lot of that going on. I think, though, a lot of that is done more on a spiritual energy level. And when they make that agreement and they go to those rituals and things like that, and they sell their soul for fame and money and things that they do, lose access. You don't lose your soul, you lose access to your soul, and the other entities are actually running you, and pretty soon you don't have a life. They're running your whole life and everything. So a lot of the times you're not even dealing with a human anymore. You're dealing with some other dark force on another level, and it could be a lot of different things. Could be demonic, could be reptilian, could be tall grays or you know, the Ryan Alliance guys. There's a lot of people that have that ability to manipulate people. And so, you know, it all comes back to, you know, don't give up your God connection. Don't give up your soul connection. Love yourself. Love your body. Love, you know, it's all about love and not selling out, you know, for the lower chakras. And it's balance. You know, don't sell out for survival, sex, and power, or fame and money. You know, it'll come to you. When you make your own personal God connection, the whole universe starts supporting you. So that's really the way to go.
Last new moon, in doing the CE5 contact protocols, a green orb came in my room. The next day, I woke up with a headache and fever. I have been sick with odd symptoms since then, 3 weeks now. Is it possible to be attacked energetically by aliens or forces unseen to us? I was calling on benevolent aliens and not sure if getting sick can be related to making contact.
Definitely there are unseen negative influences. We have a saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. There are negative ETs, regenerate ETs. There are totally benevolent, awesome ETs, you know, off-worlders. There's a wide spectrum there. You'll find out there are a lot of people in the UFO community that are actually working with the dark ones and calling them in. And they have apps and all these other things. We won't mention any names, but we're always clearing these people off, and their lives just go to shit. I hate to say it, but when these entities get a hold of them, their lives go to hell. And the C5, it depends on who's doing it. and the consciousness and energy behind the agenda of who's doing it. Some want a following, and they'll do anything for the following. They want the fame, they want the money, and they're working with some very dark forces. And you'll see them. They also have all these Illuminati connections and high level political connections, and people that we all know are pretty dark. And so when they start spouting off these names, run, you know, grab your wallet and run. But, you know, it's very important. There's certain apps out there, they say, that'll bring in these ETs. And every time I've heard that app go off, I started getting a headache, and I went, oh crap, these are the wrong guys coming in. And so we banned some of that from the ranch. We said, do not play that app. If we hear that app, we're going to take your device away, you know? And so, cause it calls in the wrong being. So again, you know, it's all about personal responsibility, developing your own inner sensitivity. If it doesn't feel right, it's probably not. And be careful on who you allow in and who you give your power to. Because there are people that are strutting around saying they're the Messiah and they're the top of the, and unfortunately they are the top of the food chain in ufology, and they have access to Hollywood and everything else. And there's a reason for that. It's because they're working with the same forces Hollywood is, you know, so.
Is it true that off-world entities will not let a nuclear blast go off on Earth, and that those blasts affect other dimensions and galaxies?
Yeah, off-worlders have intervened so many times on the nuclear issue, and it does affect other dimensions when those things go off. Creates rips, and things come in through those rips, like CERN, you know, and so that's what they're trying to do. But definitely they have intervened a lot. They're monitoring all of that. They can go forward or backward in time. If something did go off, they could go back and stop it. That's a definite no-no, and they're not going to allow that to happen. There are people here on Earth that are doing all they can to create a war, to create a World War III with Russia and China, and that's not going to happen. And so just watch the people that are trying to do that. Then you know who they are. They're the ones you want to get rid of, or not follow, or not support in any way whatsoever.
I heard in 5D there will be no need for toilet paper. Does this mean no eating, no food?
I think in 5D you can do whatever you want. I've had dreams. When my father passed away, I saw my father. He took a sabbatical, and he was in a little cabin. He had a red Jeep, and he had his fishing poles, and he would throw the pole in. He would crate the fish, you know, and catch the fish and go home and eat it. And it was amazing. He was showing me what it was, and he was taking a break. And then he went on, and now he's working with the Orion Council of Light, the benevolent ones. And so, and I want to clarify that too. There's the Orion Alliance, which are grays and reptilians. There's the Orion Council of Light, whose ancient ancestors were Lyrian. And they moved to the Orion system, the Hades and the Pleiades system. And then they came to Earth, Mars, and Maldek, which is now the Astro Belt. But I'm trying to think where I was going. There, I think in the 5D, if you want to eat, you can. I don't think you'd have to. I don't think it's, I mean, they live more on prana. They live on, there's a lot of Yigong techniques and masters that don't need to eat here, you know, so they just live off that prana, the energy, the chi, or whatever you want to call it.
What else can be done to contact our ET brothers and sisters? I've been meditating and calling out, but no responses as of yet, with lots of meditating.
You know, a lot of it depends on where you are. I would get out to more secluded, you can be contacted in the cities and things like that, but you just got to be patient. You can't come from the ego. And it's really important how you ask. But if you focus on love and joy and bliss and send it out to them and tell them you want to be of service to humanity and the earth, they'll find you when your frequency rises. So the more you meditate, the more your frequency are going to rise. And also do your shadow work. Clear out the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. And when you do that, your frequency will rise. And they'll find you, because you're going to be putting out a frequency that they can work with, and they'll find you.
I listened to Ismael Perez on Tarot by Janine the other day, and he stated that Inki was here now, abducting women and keeping their DNA to mesh with other DNA, such as reptilian and others. He will use it to birth a new army to fight us in 1,000 years. Could this be true?
That's a nice story. Actually, Inki was more of the geneticist. He was the creator god, and he wanted to create the perfect Adam, and he actually kept adding their genetics to raise the knuckle dragger that was here on Earth at the time. And he kept adding more and more DNA, and he says, hey, we can make them just like us. And what happened in that process is that when the human side is in total awe and in service and subjective and open, and when you add the higher genetics is what he did to that, they were actually ascending in frequency beyond some of the Lyrians, who got very jealous, like Enlil and others. They didn't evolve. Inki moved on. He's in the sixth dimension right now. He has no need for war or fighting or women or any of these, whatever, abducting women. He's so far beyond that. Enlil, because he was a defeated general and he had an attitude and he wanted to clean the slate several times on the earth, he's still stuck in the fourth dimension. He didn't evolve. Marduk too is there, and he's bound up. Marduk created a pact with the reptilians for total supremacy on the earth, and we've been under draconian law for 400 something thousand years because of that pact. And so that's being cleared. So the earth is having an opportunity here to total planetary liberation, to get out from under this draconian law, which has suppressed us for thousands of years. And this is a golden opportunity for us to get away from that. And the people that have aligned with the dark heart and the draconian law are having an experience right now. They're imploding. Their whole lives are crumbling. They're being exposed for who they are and what they've done. And the light workers are stepping up and people are calling them out. And it's just going to go further and further. They can't stop this process, but their world is coming to an end. It's all foretold. We all knew this was going to happen. And the bottom line, God wins, so good luck with whatever you're trying to pull. It's not going to work,
If a white hat politician got corrupted and became a puppet for Satanists, would their personality seem the same? Would they be able to hide that from their wives for years?
It depends on the wife, and the wife's motives too. I mean, she might be all in for the power and the wealth and everything, so it's, it usually takes two, but, if there is a wife that is focused on love, and she'd see the changes, she'd definitely see the changes, because these guys are void of love. They can't love. They have no love for their kids or their wives or anything else. And they go off on these lusty programs and they come self, what's the word where you totally self-centered, self-absorbed, and it crashes, the further down that road you go, the uglier that person gets, and they'll expose themselves sooner or later.
What is physically happening when a ship powers up?
When the ships power up, to me, that's just, they're just powering up the ship. They just increase the energy fields around the ship and it powers up. Now, when they cross each other, they'll power up and they'll say hi to each other, or it's a defense area, it's a defense shield that comes up and gets stronger just in case it's not who they think they are. There's a lot of different reasons for powering up a ship. Sometimes they jump dimensions, that's their power up, and then pop, they're gone. So there's a lot of different, but a lot of it's dazzle duty. They're here to show us that they're like cosmic cheerleaders. They're going, we're here, boom, we go power up, and they go boom and they power up, and they totally respond to the people on the ground.
What do you think about TLS, the light system?
I don't know that much about them. I mean, nobody's knocked on my door and said, hey, we're with TLS and we totally want to fund you. we did check into it. It has a really high level of integrity, which was interesting. From my understanding, and don't quote me on this, I think it's a group of very, very high level connected philanthropists, people that have a lot of money in there, and they see where things are going and they really want to shift Earth, you know, in the right direction and things like that. So they're part of the white hats behind. And so, you know, we have to realize that just because you're of the royal family, just because you're of a very wealthy family and things like that, you may not be, you know, not everybody's dark. There's total light beings within those families too. I know some of them and they're very light.
Could you talk about the honeypot and human breeding programs within the SSP?
Yeah, I've got 1 minute left. So, you know, that particular subject, a lot of the SSP stuff, that's not my category. I don't really work too much in that. And there's a lot of people that were involved in the SSP, and Corey Good and other people can talk about that. But there is definitely a honeypot program going. It's been going on for a long time. It's not just the SSP. It's others. I've experienced a lot of the Manchurian candidates, and they're women that are beautiful on the exterior and they say all the right things. But when you meet them in person, it all comes off. And the next thing you know, they're attacking you. So there is a lot of that. Looks like I've got, we've got 1 minute left. So we've got to sign off. But I've had that experience probably 4 or 5 times in my life. And the first 3 times I fell for it. And the last 2 times I was very aware of it and observing it. And I would just watch them come unglued and go through the thing. But the problem is that they go out and they try to destroy your character and the community. And people, you know, they said the lie travels the world twice before the truth has time to tell its shoes. And that's the way we are, unfortunately. And so rather than come to me and ask me, hey, what really happened? Nobody does. They just automatically grab on the dark side and they go, but there's other people involved that were witnesses and they can validate, you know, what really happens, but their whole agenda is to tear you down and destroy your thing. But anyway, we're out of time, folks. Sorry, gotta go. Hang in there, focus on love and joy and bliss, keep an open mind, loving heart and pure intent, and help out your neighbors, help us get through these times, and take care of yourself and your body. Don't be in denial. You got to take care of that physical body too. Anyway, have a great evening, good night, and watch the skies. A lot going on up there. All right, thanks, guys. Signing off.